Hi, I'm Abigail Snow, your host for today. Welcome back to Chemistry Science, Chemistry in its Element. Atoms are basic building blocks of ordinary atoms. Each atom has the same structure. The nucleus inside the nucleus are protons and neutrons. Electrons surround the nucleus. They are located in an electron cloud. Electrons are negatively charged. Protons are positively charged, and neutrons are neutral. An atom is only stable because the balanced nucleus that does not contain excess energy. If forces between the protons and neutrons are unstable, then the atom is unstable. When an atom is reactive, it means that the atom is unstable and the outer ring of the atom is not full. When the atom has a full outer ring, the atom is stable and non-reactive. Welcoming our two newest guests, Ella and Paisley.
Hi!
An atom becomes an ion after it gains or loses an electron. When the atom gains an electron, it becomes negatively charged. When it loses an electron, it becomes positively charged. There are four types of bonds in chemistry. There's losing electrons, gaining electrons, pooling electrons, and sharing electrons. Each bond uses one of these four, except ionic. Ionic bonds uses two.
An ionic bond is loss of electrons and gaining electrons. It is a type of chemical bond that generates two oppositely charged ions. For example, the metals lose electrons and become positively charged, while the nonmetals gain electrons to become negatively charged. The second bond is covalent bonding. A covalent bond is when two atoms of the same element, which is nonmetal atoms, begin to share their electrons.
The third and last bond is metallic bonding. Metallic bonding is when metallic metal atoms share their pooled electrons. Pooled electrons hold atoms together. In metallic bonding, a large number of atoms lose their electrons.
7732025000, we've got you covered, Chicago. Please.
Welcome back to Chemistry in its Element. Welcoming our last and final guest, Elizabeth Byrne.
What up?
The periodic table was invented by Dmitri Mendeleev in 1869. In the periodic table, there are rows and columns. Rows run left to right, and then the rows are also known as periods or families. Each row represents a new energy level. Electrons increase in that energy level. Each row or period ends with a stable element. The columns of the periodic table are known as groups or families.
Each is divided into a family. Each column contains a similar element, similar chemical properties, or a similar number of electrons in the outer energy levels. The columns are known as columns because of their similar chemical behavior. There are atomic numbers included in the periodic table. An atomic number is what stands for the number of protons in the nucleus of the atom. The atomic number determines the identity of an element and many of its chemical properties. One of the common known elements in the periodic table is nitrogen. It was discovered by Daniel Rutherford in 1772. Daniel was a chemist who, when trying to discover a new element, which soon became nitrogen, he removed carbon dioxide and hydrogen from the air. That later showed that the gas would not support living organisms, in which they called it burnt air, meaning air without oxygen. Nitrogen's atomic number is 7. The symbol was placed after a mineral niter when found out that the niter contained the gas. Nitrogen is found in the 15th column, labeled group AVA, the Roman numeral for 5, and represents the number of electrons in the outer orbital. Each element in this family contains 5 valence electrons. You will often see that the nitrogen is used for things like fertilizer, nitric acid, dyes, explosives, and things like that. Nitrogen contains 5 valence electrons, so it needs 3 more to be completed. Nitrogen can be filled by sharing 3 electrons with another atom, such as chlorine and tricholoid, because they have a filled shell. When nitrogen shares 3 electrons with another element, it is often called a triple bond.
Thanks for watching Chemistry in its Element.